Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Today we're coming to you from the state capitol in Pierre, where Governor Dennis Stuttgart kicked off the 2015 session yesterday with his State of the State address. The governor proposed raising taxes by about $50 million to fund road and bridge projects. A legislative proposal would raise twice that. Republican Mike Valley is chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, and he was chairman of the legislature's Interim Highway Needs and Financing Committee. The committee's funding proposal, Senate Bill 1, would raise more than $100 million through additional fuel and vehicle taxes and fees to pay for roads and bridges in the state. Senator Valley is with us, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you for having me. Roads are extremely important to South Dakota. It's the backbone of our society. Any society that doesn't have good roads is not going to go very far.
Now, this is something that you've been dealing with as an important issue for, what, about a dozen years or so?
it seems like that, yeah. I was on the first two task forces back probably 8-9 years ago, and then this one, and I was chair of this one. So, and I've been chair of the Transportation Committee for 7 years, so...
Well, the interim committee, what was the work that this group did? A lot of traveling around the state?
We did. You know, when we first set out to do this, I said, let's go around the state so that people could bring their problems to us. And we set it up so that no one had to drive over 2 hours. We went to Yankton, Sioux Falls, Watertown, Aberdeen, Belfouche, and Rapid City, and then, of course, Pierre. So, and we had very good turnout. I would say... the smallest I think we had was like 65 or 68 people, and the largest was probably closer to 120. Most of them averaged around 100 people. We had about 120 people that actually testified. And if you remember hearing people up here testify, 120 is a lot of people to come testify. And it was very good. And I had a sign that I put up in front at every meeting, and it said, kind of like the old accounting T account, and it said, problems, solutions. So I says, when you come to us with your problems, also come to us with solutions that you feel are fair to all. And that was an interesting comment because you could see people squirming a little bit. I just want to tell you our problem. I didn't want to have to tell you of a potential solution. But we did. We got a lot of different ideas from folks, and we tried to put that together in a manner of what we suggested then at the end of our session.
Given the response, the people that turned out for the hearings and testified, this sounds like, even though the legislature deals with a lot of issues, that this is one of those that affects everyone. I could think you could say everyone.
Well, I always make this comment. I close all my, and I may try this again. I open and I close with this. I say, if you produced it, a road moved it. You know, not much is airlifted out. You don't see a C-147 sitting at the end of a cornfield or a factory loading dock. And if you've got it, a road brought it, not much is parachuted in. So it's extremely important to us, and we sometimes forget that. I mean, it just becomes part of our ordinary life. People were saying, oh, I don't think we need to do it. I says, how'd you get here today? Well, I drove on a road. And that's my point. And we've let some of these things deteriorate to a point. There's a bridge in Beadle County that the last vehicle over that bridge was a school bus. And the county commissioner that came to check on it after the mother said, that bridge just doesn't look right. There's something wrong here. He came over to look at it, and he was then ran across the bridge to stop a semi that was pulling a pup trailer to not go across that. And if you've ever tried to back up an 18-wheeler with a pup, you realize that conversation probably wasn't probably would have needed to be censored. And he did talk the gentleman into backing up. And as he walks back to his pickup, the bridge fails. So it was scheduled to be fixed that to be redone that summer, but it failed in the meantime. So those are the things that we need to be concerned about. And our state road bridges are in pretty good shape. Our counties are about 28% of them are structurally deficient.
So in dealing with these problems, are we trying to take care of things that are happening right now, or is it more of looking ahead to the future and trying to keep ahead of the game?
You know, Carl, that's a real good question, and it's both. For our state roads, we're looking down the future. Our roads right now are in some of the best condition state roads that they've ever been in. And I look at that by what is in poor and fair category. When they're poor, you got to dig them up and start over, and fair rolls into that category. Right now, our poor roads are 2% and our fair are 9. In 10 years, at the same current state funding and federal funding, if we don't get any decreases, those roads that are 2% poor go to 25%. So that means a quarter of the roads we drive on will be in a condition that need to be dug up and redone. And the 9% that was fair goes to 27%. So our state roads will go to over 50% of them will be in a condition that's fair or poor. And right now it's only 11. So some people will say, well, I think this road is bad. I said, no, we cannot fix them up to that rate. And you say, well, how did they get there? And why do we see this cliff? And that's a real good question. The reason, whether you agree with the stimulus money or not, we got $183 million to put into roads, and we didn't have to match it. Most of our federal money we have to match. So it was close to almost a year's worth of federal money, which is the biggest part of our funds that we got. And they went out and spiffed up all the roads. But that's not going to happen again here. And so we're going to go off a kind of a maintenance cliff here on what we need to do with our roads. The counties, though, they're the ones that need it right now. Their roads are already at that 50% or worse, fair or poor. And so they're having some real problems, especially with the bridges and with their roads. So it's current, and it's also making sure, one of the things I say is, I don't want our state roads to get in the condition that our county and township roads in. We can't allow that to happen.
Well, Senator Valley, the governor made his proposals yesterday for addressing roads and bridges, and there's a difference from what the governor proposed from Senate Bill 1. Wondering what your initial reactions are to what the governor proposed yesterday.
Well, two parts of that reaction. One, I'm grateful that we have a governor that finally realizes that we have a need. You know, I've been trying to do this for about 10, 12 years now, and so I'm really grateful that he sees the need, and that's part of the deal. I always joke and say, and I've said to the governor, I said, you know, I'm just a blowhard senator from Mitchell, but I says I don't have much of a soapbox to stand on. You have got a big bully pulpit, and I says that can make a difference. So I'm hopeful that that'll be helpful as we go through the process. The difference between what he's proposing and what we were proposing, there are several things that he took from the committee. In fact, if you look at it, there's several things in there. And there's several things he left out that I do want to talk about. So far as the road tax, he's looking at deferring that over time. We said now's the time to do that, do it up front, and then only go a half a cent a year after that. And he's looking at doing it more strung out over time. In fact, I made the comment to him last night at a gathering that I said, Governor, you always joke that you're frugal. And I says, I think you're a little bit too frugal in places here. And we had a good laugh. But a couple of things that I am concerned with that we left out, that the governor left out of his proposal. One of them is the bridge fund. Now, he's got the bridge fund just like our committee suggested, and he's funding it, but at about two-thirds of what we're doing. And that is what's really important. And the need out there is about a quarter of $1 billion. And the committee says we can't do that. But maybe we can try and work at 10% a year. And we know that there's going to be more bridges come into that need. But if we can knock off 10% a year, maybe we can kind of get ahead a little bit. And there's going to be some bridges that'll have to be closed, okay? And he's cut that again. And where that came from, the funding source was a special diet diesel. He took that out of our program. It doesn't have to be diet diesel, but we do have to make sure we put enough money in that bridge fund to make it work. Another thing that doesn't amount to a lot of money, but I think is real important for the future, is that we included something for a tax on electric and hybrid vehicles. And the reason why that's important, not now, it only amounts to about 20 grand right now, which is, you know, a spit in the ocean. But we've got to go from 30.8 average miles to a CAFE standard of 54.8 miles, okay? And that means we're going to be using a lot less gasoline. And so to not have those people pay for the use of the road, that's not right. Whatever you propel your car with, whether it's electricity or hydrogen or gasoline, you still need to pay for snow plowing it, for marking the road, for mowing the ditches, and federal money doesn't pay for that. So that's why we said, you know, let's put the, we put an increase in the license plate fees. And so we thought that was important. The wheel tax, we raised from 4 wheels up to 12 wheels. And the governor didn't have that in his proposal. So there's some things out there. The petroleum release fund, when we make the last payment to the ethanol industry on that, that money is supposed to be used for transportation. I think it was a little bit of a stretch in the way we funded it with road money. I think that should go back to the transportation fund. So there's some things in there that I think we need to work with.
Now the dyed diesel tax, and that's something that's mostly used in or only used in farm implements.
Not only road construction would be okay. The other. So if you're building road construction, now those people though, they either, if this would pass, they'd have to keep track of what they use, probably three different ways. But one would be if it's dyed diesel for on the road. Then if it's not, they have to pay a sales tax on it now. And that sales tax would go away if we taxed the dyed diesel. That's what they're doing now. So it only really would be two ways. And then, you know, you have your regular diesel that's taxed as, in this state as the same as our gasoline.
From some of the comments that I've read regarding your plan, Senate Bill 1, is that, like, for example, the dyed diesel tax, that some of these are hitting ag producers and farm country a little bit more than they would like?
Sure. But where are those roads at? They're in the country. And right now, a lot of people don't realize all your license plate money, that goes to your locals. That goes to your counties, townships, and municipalities. And there's a lot of people in the state that don't ever get near a county or township road, okay? So we have this funding way where we have three different ways we split the money. We have the gas, the tax on fuel, we have the excise tax on cars, and then we have the license plate. So the three major ones. And then, of course, your counties and townships, they have their general fund monies that they will use, and they also have the wheel tax. And so we put that together with the federal money. That's basically our pot of money that we use. I don't have the municipals in there. It was just too hard to ferret out, because when they do a bid, they got their sewer and water and sidewalks and gutter, and it was just too hard to separate out. So talking about the dyed diesel, you know, we don't require tractors to be licensed or trailers to be licensed or the whatever it is, the plow or the seeder or the disc. And we thought, and they're using the road now. Way back when, they didn't use the road because you lived on the own quarter, you farmed, okay? Now they are, and that's where a lot of times our problems is, because there's a concentration of weight that we have with the bridges. And so rather than doing that, we thought, let's tax dyed diesel. And so that's what we came up with. And it was controversial.
Now, we're dealing with a $50 million difference between your proposal and the governor's proposal. What does that mean? As far as if $100 million isn't funded, or if that's not passed and signed by the governor, what are we talking about? What does that mean for roads and bridges?
Well, I think the serious part about it is the locals. But to give the governor's plan a fair shake, he also is allowing them to raise property taxes. So the counties could raise up to, I think it's $1.20 per thousand for a special fund for roads, and the townships could raise 50 cents per thousand for roads and bridges. So that's how he's planning on making that up, but that's up to the county. So that isn't in this 50 million, okay? Where in ours, we did it differently. And so it is in this figure of 50 million. For instance, we had the license plate fees that farm trucks pay. We had over 27 ton, you would pay the same as a commercial rate. And over 27 ton, you're getting to the point where that's the 18-wheeler. I mean, you look out on a cornfield when you're driving through at harvest time, you don't see the old straight truck or the tandem out there or a tractor in a wagon. It's an 18-wheeler. And if it's a tractor in a wagon, all he's doing is taking it out to the road to put it in the 18-wheeler. And we've just seen a big growth in those farm vehicles, and we felt that they're the ones that are doing a lot of the damage. That's what we need to raise the license plate fees. But we did keep a seasonal plate, which no one else can buy, but farmers can buy a seasonal plate. So from either 3 months to 8 months. You can buy one for 4 months or 5 months or 6 months, however long you want to buy a license plate for. If the vehicle's just sitting, then fine. And then for those that are under 27 ton, they would just have the 10% increase that we're looking at for license plates. And that's pretty much your straight truck or your tandem, unless it's got a tag axle.
So what happens next with the governor's proposal and Senate Bill 1? What can we expect? I suppose a lot of this is when the debate begins, or more debate goes on.
You're correct. If you really want to know, I will tell you on April 1st, because I think our last legislative day is the end of March. So, but what will happen is the governor is planning on introducing his bill in the House. And the task force committee bill will be introduced. It already has been introduced. It's going to state affairs in the Senate. So there'll be two bills out there. It would be my hope that both would pass in their respective bodies, and then we'll have to work out the differences between them. And I think there's some things that the governor has a good idea on. I like the idea of maybe not as much property tax, putting it on there as he's got. But I also think we need to look at what we're doing with electric and hybrid vehicles, not now, but in the future. So we don't set up a special class of people that think they don't have to pay. Because whatever you're propelling your vehicle with, we've got to use that as a means to pay for a user fee. And so the more you use, the more you use the roads, the more you use the fuel, the more you pay. And where the others are a flat fee, like the license plate, you kind of pay to get in the poker game, and then you ante as you go along.
But I guess in the conclusion, it sounds like there's finally agreement that something needs to be done for road funding, and taxes and fees are part of that.
You know, I've said, and I still say, we need to convince the public, and that's why I was out on the road this summer. I was all over the state talking about this. In fact, up until last Thursday, I spoke to the Watertown Rotary Club on Thursday. And then I was on your South Dakota Public TV on that Thursday night. And I'm just trying to sell the need. Once we all agree there's a need, then they'll work out the money. We'll figure out how we want to do that. The first thing is everybody has to really believe and know that we've got to do something. And I think most of the people are agreeing, yeah, it's time we do something. You know, we haven't raised the tax on fuel since 1999. That's been 16 years. If we had done that way with other forms in government, not done anything, let's just say employee salaries in state government since 1999, well, there'd be a whole lot of gnashing of teeth, okay? And we haven't done it since 1999, so it's getting near that time. In fact, that 22 cents in 1999, if it had gone up with the cost of construction, would be 45 cents. And neither of us, neither the governor nor the committee wanted to go there. But that just gives you an idea of how much we are short. And what the goal that we put forward as a task force, he put forth the same goal yesterday. I'm going, shoot, that's my slide. But realizing that our goal that we want to get to is less than what the roads are in conditions are today, because we got them spiffed up with that money from the federal government, okay? We're not going to be able to hold 2% poor and 9% fair. It's just, it's not going to happen, and we realize that. So we put a goal in there that everyone would feel our roads are good, and that we can keep and maintain. So that was our goal, and the governor adopted the same one. We're just getting there in a different manner.
All right. Well, Senator Valley, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
I appreciate it.
Republican Mike Valley is chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee and was chairman of the legislature's Interim Highway Needs and Financing Committee. And we'll talk more about roads and bridges and legislation tomorrow when Governor Dugard joins the program.
And I always say, if you got it, a road brought it. Not much is parachuted in.